the truth.
Don Lemon. Make them think, Don Lemon. Don Lemon's commentary is brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Inspired by the past, influenced by the present, and driven towards the future, the 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Find new roads from New York. Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning to you, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. I want all of you to listen to something that caught my attention this week.
When we have more national championships than we do black male freshmen, it's evident that our only purpose here is to improve your winning percentage. So now black high school kids can care less about grades, just as long as the number on the back of their jersey doesn't fade. And you tell me I should be proud to be a Bruin.
That is Cy Stokes. He's a third-year Afro-American studies student at the University of California, Los Angeles, stating that 65% of the small number of black students at UCLA, 65% are undergraduate athletes. Stokes identifies himself as black, Cherokee, and Chinese. He also says he's a cousin of tennis legend and former Bruin, the late Arthur Ashe. He is joined by about a dozen other young African-American men who wonder out loud why they should be proud to be UCLA Bruins when the latest undergraduate admissions information shows only 3.8% are African-American students. Only 3.8%. Out of almost 20,000 male students enrolled at UCLA, guess how many are black? 660 out of 20,000 male students. Now, according to Stokes, the school has more national sports championships, 109, than black male freshmen, 48.
Wow.
Currently enrolled at the university. The young men who are challenging the school to be more inclusive are making their voices heard through a video posted online, which is going viral, and through a change.org petition that's gaining momentum. I really, frankly, admire the young men. They are brave, and they should be applauded in their efforts to encourage UCLA to do better in recruiting African-American students with particular focus on black males. The school should be doing better. Here are some facts, though, that they and you should be aware of. As a trustee of a college from which I was graduated, which is Brooklyn College, I know that the hardest students for us to recruit academically or otherwise are black males. According to the U.S. Department of Education, the college graduation rate for black males nationwide is 33.1%. It is getting better, though. UCLA's is 74%. That's a really good percentage, but 74% of a small number is an even smaller number. You understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. However, I want those young men in the UCLA video to know what I know as someone who sits on the board of a college, a very diverse college, as a matter of fact, as someone who communicates with students and educators a few times a month on this very issue. I just left Miami-Dade last week doing a summit on this very issue. Number one, you should be encouraging UCLA to improve its recruiting and diversity practices. But highly qualified, academically competitive black students, listen to me, many of them male, are having their way in good numbers at Ivy League universities and historically black colleges and universities like Morehouse and Spelman, with graduation rates in the 80 and 90% ranges. The onus is not just on schools like UCLA to improve diversity. It is on society to understand the history of this country and its uneven playing field. It is mostly on us to improve the students and the schools in our communities. So I completely understand it when in that same video, those young men say, stop pretending that the wounds of our past have healed. We're not asking you for a handout. We're asking for a level playing field. True. But in order for that playing field to be level, we have to place a premium on education, on academics, on closing the achievement gap for young black people, especially young black men. We have to make them the best and the brightest so UCLA and other schools like it won't have any other choices and no more excuses, Don.
You're right. That's why on Thursdays we do the Hercules Scholar, where we give scholarships to males that attend historically black colleges.
Right.
Here's in black schools that I love so much, more than 70% of the enrollment are females.
Are female.
Across
but Tom, it's
board.
Changing though.
Across
it's
the
getting
board.
Better, right?
It is getting better. I just did a commencement last year at a school in Alabama. I think it was Stillman, wasn't it? And Stillman. And 60% of their graduating class was African American males. 60%, and that's I've never seen that. I've never seen that before. So it's getting better.
It is getting better. But when I say we have to put a premium on it, when you look at Asian and Pacific Islander students, just at UCLA, it's 17% of the population in Los Angeles, but they make up about 27% of all the students who are enrolling at UCLA, and they're not the dominant culture. It's because they place a premium on education.
Yep. We do need to place a premium on education, and that's why the Tom Joyner Foundation does what we do. We help students yep. at historically black colleges. And I'm asked all the time, why black colleges? why? And because if I don't, who will?
Right. And because of what I just talked about, and because of what those students just said, they're in a place where they're feeling isolated, where they see that they're only 3.8% of the entire population of the university. That shouldn't happen anywhere.